The name of the event is Shine. It's your time to shine. And what we're doing is letting you know and proving to you that Dr. Rita Marie and her community are here to support you. We understand it may be uncomfortable to be seen. However, you're not going to be heard unless you're seen.
Right.
And you're not going to be hired for your gift unless you're seen and heard. So can we have one brave individual come up and follow the process and just be, you know, loved on and hugged and just,
yes,
you know, just break the mold, the seal, you know,
yep,
for this process?
Yes.
Who is going to be the brave soul?
Karen.
All right, there we go.
Yeah!
All right. And I will hug you at the end. And if any of the other coaches want to come up here and hug them at the end.
All right, Karen, what are your next baby steps post-Shine 2019?
I'm going to learn some technology. I'm going to learn how to do Facebook Live. And I'm going to learn my password or reset my password for my LinkedIn account. And
yes.
Woo-hoo, Karen, this way.
Right on, sister.
Somebody else, just keep following her. No, you come on one. It's a FIFO.
A one-way. FIFO? It's a one-way street,
FIFO.
People.
Yeah.
And Karen Osborne is a badass chef who actually provided all the recipes for this whole weekend. Hello.
But she's also yoga. Yoga for bone health.
Yep.
So
hello,
if you have
Martha,
clients that you want gig support, she does Zoom.
Martha, what is your next baby step to help get your practice to the next level moving forward after Shine 2019?
Technology. I'm going to learn that Zoom account so I can reach more people.
Zoom is key, people.
Can you make sure you get each person as they speak?
If you want to be able to connect with clients, regardless of your location in the world, you will at some point get to know video conferencing. It's very useful.
It's been wonderful.
Jill, come on up. I feel like a game show hostess.
There you are.
Come on down. Okay. Jill, what is your next baby step that you think will get you to the next level, move you forward?
Personally, I'm continuing my exercise coaching course that I'm taking with one of our wonderful coaches, Maria, Strong Bones for Life.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited about that and need it very much. And that's my personal goal. And for my marketing, it's blogging on my website and putting some of that on Facebook.
Woo-hoo. Right on, right
and
on.
And so it is. How about we do and so it is after
and so it is.
And so it is.
Yeah. Strong Bones and Marketing. Mm-hmm.
Strong Bones and Marketing, nice.
Dr. Ali. All right, what are your next steps? What are you taking away from this conference?
My next steps are relaunching my online menopause course, which is called Joyful Sexy Menopause Program. Yay. And I'm going to get on more stages.
I love it.
Because I'm no longer terrified.
Woohoo!
Right. You have amazing stage presence.
So it is. You were so amazing yesterday.
Yeah. Very entertaining.
Yeah, you have a knack.
Come on up. Shannon, so what's your takeaway and what are your next actionable steps?
I'm a type 1 diabetic, so I'm really going to work on lowering my A1C and getting the news out that you really do need to have your blood sugars below 120 because diabetics are not doing that. And then I'm also going to do my first cooking class, and it's going to be healthy meals for Thanksgiving.
I love it.
Ooh, and so it is.
And as a diabetic, you're going to inspire a lot of
Thank
people.
You,
I know that.
Beautiful.
Oh. Alrighty. Oh, the mother of the amazing Abigail Garland, Anne Garland. What are your next steps? What are you taking away from this experience?
So typically I'm very shy just because I have a family of you know who. But because of my opportunity to shine, I have the courage as an eye doctor to come up here to share about how this experience have really opened my eyes in terms of being able to change the lives of my patients day after day that I see. Dr. Louisa is here, and her partner talked about how we as doctors have the responsibility in terms of giving our patients the opportunities to have other choices, because it's life-opening, you know, life nutrition, not just a site of what we do every day, but how it changed their lives of the patients and all the people around them and all the children and the families that's going to be touched by what we learn as nutrition doctors.
So am I hearing you're going to be educating patients more about nutrition?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now that I have the knowledge and understanding and taste of food, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Woohoo! And so it is.
Amy, come on up.
Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, that's so wonderful. Oh.
You have fabulous hairstyles. But anyway, so what are your biggest takeaways and what would you like to do next to get yourself to the next level?
Don't wait. Take what I have and use it. And so the first thing I'm going to do is go home and fix my LinkedIn page. And then I'm going to take the knowledge that I've gained this week and previously and start my monthly webinars. And next week, I'm starting my first group coaching program.
Woo! Yes.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Good luck. I know you're going to be amazing.
So it is. Oh,
come on up, Lynn.
Wonderful.
All right, Lynn. So you are a practitioner with us, and what are your takeaways? I'm curious. You've been in this for a little while, so what's new?
Well, I'm actually going to work the program, and really I've been kind of out of commission, so I'm really going to take this seriously like it's a career for me, and I really want to start my own practice, and I'm really motivated to get that going. To get out there and really serve other people. And my biggest takeaway is just no more hiding, no more, you know, just get out there and be, you know, be the person I can be and just be the best I can be.
What's the next little thing you're going to do to get out there?
I'm going to set up a plan of action, and I'm going to really work the plan and write it all out and get some accountability partners too here in the program because mm-hmm. people are great here, especially Dr. Rita Marie.
All right.
Thank you.
Nice.
Yay.
Accountability partner is a good idea. Abigail. All right. So you're already an amazing, amazing child, and we're all really inspired by your presence. What did you learn from us this weekend?
Well, I was going to do the other question.
And yes, what is your next step in life?
So what I'm going to do is since we raised a lot of money for my charity, we're going to use that most of the proceeds for the annual Girl Self-Esteem Conference. It's going to be hosted next month, and then use the rest of the proceeds for the mobile eye care clinic.
Amazing.
Right.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. And did I forget anything else? That's it? Sure. All right, go ahead to Dr. Rita Marie.
Thank you so much.
Miss Melody. The commitment. You had to leave this morning, and you came back. Very impressed. So what is your next baby step that you think will help you make progress after this weekend?
I'm going to make a video probably tomorrow or tonight. Before Woo-hoo. We leave, I will have a video and I will post it. And then I'm going to work with Amy and we're going to develop a plan. We've been trying to get something established because I know I need the nutrition part in my practice. And I have some, not enough. We're going to work together. But I just signed my life away for the NEPT program, too.
You didn't sign your life away. You just started your life.
Woo!
Congratulations. Thank you.
Amazing. Anybody else? Thank are you going to participate in the activity? Or?
Sure.
Okay.
So
excited. Yes, we are dedicated.
What step 5 is, and then we can all celebrate. So step number 5, everybody, and we will successfully complete this sequence, is that we are going to ask Dr. Rita Marie to go over and stand in front of her banner there, and we're going to have the photographer, and you're going to have an opportunity to individually share with Dr. Rita Marie how powerful it was for you to be here with her for this experience and take an individual photo with her. It would mean the world to her. We are wrapping up completely. We appreciate you investing your extra time here. And if we can all just stand up and form a line, we'll get through the photos very, very quickly. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.
So,
Bobby, are you leaving?
Can we do one more thing before we go over to the thing? I want to close with a circle. So whoever's left, just gather in that open space. And I just want to hold hands and give the opportunity to connect. I know everybody has to catch a plane.
It's wonderful to see you.
Wonderful to see you. Good to see you.
Thank you.
I'm going to see you on calls now. All right. Come on back and just let's make a quick circle. And then we'll get pictures for anybody who wants them.
Facebook group and just where people want to start doing live streams.
Oh, that'd be fun.
As a test,
you know? Oops, thank you.
You're afraid? Just to have fun.
That'd be fun. That's a great idea. All right, hold hands, guys. And this is going to be simple. Simple and non-confrontational. It's within your comfort zone, although you've been out. What? Can you not hear me?
Oh.
Oh, okay. I'm going to come over here. All right. So it has been such a joy to get to know you, to reconnect with you, to be with you, to feel your passion, to feel your joy, to feel your love. And I can really feel it from all of you. So I appreciate you being here and you being in our circle, and I look forward to getting to know all of you who have stepped forward to continue education with us. We'll get to know you on a deep and personal level, maybe deeper than you wanted to be as we look at your poop and your periods. But I really felt the energy here. I really felt an amazing energy in this room, and I just want to appreciate all of you for that. I want to appreciate our team for holding it together, our coaches for being available to you to really support you and help you to make difficult, courageous steps in moving forward with what you want to be doing with your life. And I honor all of that. So all I want to do is to go around this circle, and I want everybody to just say their verb. And I want you to say it this way. I am empowered. Or you could say your name. I'm Melody, and I am your verb. Okay? So I'm going to start. I'm going to model it. I'm Rita Marie, and I am... What's my word? What's my verb? I empower. So it's not I am. I'm confused. It's a good thing it is the end of the... I need sleep. Okay. It's not I am. I was like stuck. I'm like, huh? What is it? It's I empower. Thank you. I'm Rita Marie, and I empower.
I'm Karen, and I feed.
I'm Kimberly, and I radiate. I'm Jill, and I teach.
I'm Amy, and I educate.
I'm Melody, and I love.
I'm Dr. Riley, and I empower.
I'm Shannon, and I encourage.
I'm Lynn, and I empower.
I'm Brian, and I learn.
I'm Susan.
I'm Martha, and I make.
I'm Abigail, and I bring hope.
I'm Stephania, and I inspire.
I'm TR, and I connect.
I'm Roy, and I learn.
I'm Scott, and I appreciate.
I'm Lynn, and I overcome.
I'm Patricia, and I stretch.
I'm Christine, I break chains.
I'm Pat, and I hold space.
This is beautiful. I feel like I just got a glimpse into your souls. Just with that simple statement of who you are and what you do. So I would like to just close with us putting up our hands together in unison and saying, we are changing lives. So put your hands back down and bring them up. One, two, three. We are changing lives. Woo! Thank you. Thank you.